Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. A lot has happened. I feel like I really need to start out with an apology for my last episode because I feel like I was just too angry. Sometimes I just, especially after being sick for a while, you know, you just reach your breaking point. And Gabe's a good guy, and I got pretty sick after one day of all fruit. Like, I didn't feel good at all. My stomach didn't feel right at all. And so I had to go home for something too. And I just ended up staying. Oh, I think it was when we were having the furnace replaced. Anyway, someone had to be here. And so it just, I don't know, we talked our way through it again. And so I'm not solo for the summer. And I feel I'm where I'm supposed to be. I have some major news. I do not have myasthenia gravis. I can't even really call it a misdiagnosis. My neurologist thought that I did and sent me for testing. Initial testing came back negative, but a lot of people who have it test negative. So I finally got to see the specialist and he was like, nope, it's definitely not myasthenia gravis. I was like, wow, for a whole year I've walked around thinking like I had this and it's really weighed on me. And so it was really great news that I don't have it. And then I started Googling all the symptoms, seeing if they could be related to unregulated or unmanaged diabetes. And they could. All of this weakness and fatigue is from having diabetes and just like not wanting it and not working hard enough to get those numbers back under control again. So, I mean, I've done it a number of times over the past 2 years, but I don't know if it's too stressful this time or if it's too far gone this time. I just wasn't able to stay raw long enough or fast long enough after February to get it under control, and it really started to wreak havoc. And so I felt like a jerk and told my doctor, all right, I'll try the metformin. But I've been on it for 3 weeks and I really hate it. In fact, I stopped taking it yesterday after my doctor's appointment. They don't seem to care about the side effects, but these are the worst stomach cramps I've ever had in my life. And diarrhea in conjunction, of course. I just, you know, I started out when they first tried to get me to go on it. I said, it's poison. I'm not doing it. Well, I still think it's poison because it's not feeling good at all. It somewhat keeps my sugar down, but just like in the 300s or 200s, it's not like it's, I just, oh, okay. So yesterday's appointment was actually like a yearly exam, but she asked me about all of this, as well. We pretty much covered everything. And then she wanted to, she didn't care about the side effects. She didn't say one word about them, went on to something else. But she then tried to get me to go on another medication for high cholesterol as a preventative. I don't even have high cholesterol. And that freaked me out. I was like, no, 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 no. I'm not doing that. It's so bad for your brain. Statins are terrible for your brain. So I just was like reeling after I left there because it's like this is the system like sucking me in like a tractor beam, our broken medical system, trying to get me on another medication that I don't even need. And I just was like, no, I'm putting on the brakes. Didn't take my medication yesterday, didn't take it today. I'm still feeling some of the, you know, I still have the stomach cramps and stuff. It's probably going to take a while to get out of my system. I was going to just do green smoothies. I'd been working them back into my diet and really feeling like stronger again, like feeling the effects of the green smoothies, the benefits. And I was pretty psyched about that, but I just want to get the sugar down ASAP. So I'm fasting. And I know a lot of raw vegans don't agree with that, but I don't care. Like, if you were in my shoes, I think you'd do the same thing. I always say, like, you know, now, like, oh, I don't end fasts well, but this is really serious. Now that I know that all of this is related to diabetes, and, you know, I've known that you could reverse it since 2008 when I went to the Raw Spirit Festival in Sedona and went to the premiere of Gabriel Cousins' documentary of, you know, was it Raw for 30 days, Reversing Raw in 30 days, something like that. Simply Raw, I think is what it's called. It used to be for free on YouTube, but I don't see it on there now. But if you Google it, you can find it. I'm sure you can get it in an expensive copy of the DVD. I've watched it many times, and I've known about this all these years, and I still ended up here, and I'm really frustrated with myself. I didn't want this to happen. That's why I was so interested in, you know, learning about how they reversed it. And I just wanted to be prepared and always keep it away. And I did for a lot of years. I mean, most of my family members who were diagnosed as diabetic, it happened in their 30s. And I'm going to be 55 in August. So it could be going back, though, as far as the pandemic in 2020 a couple times. Like, I noticed I was, sorry, TMI, but peeing a lot. And I realized, like, oh, I've crossed the line here. And I didn't have a test kit or anything. I didn't test my sugar, but I just went raw vegan right away, and it straightened out. But maybe that's, you know, it's been off and on. I could usually tell if I'd cross the line. So, I mean, you know it, because you do, you pee a lot. And then it just got worse and worse. Like, it was up in the 400s, 500s, over 600 a couple times. This was happening too much in March and April, when we were dealing with Jebby's illness and surgery. And yeah, I have nobody to blame but myself, of course, but I'm putting my foot down, and I didn't even tell my doctors I'm not taking this metformin anymore. It's just, I know it's bad for me. It feels bad. I've never had stomach cramps like that, man. You should not be bargaining with God while you're going to the bathroom. The only other time I remember that happening was like years ago, when I'd had 5 glasses of wine, which is way too much for me. I just don't drink hardly at all, you know? And I was nervous about meeting this person. And so, yeah, making bargains in the bathroom. Oh my God, how embarrassing. But this is where I am, and I wanted to check in because you guys deserve to know what the latest is. I hope to go for like 30 days. I think that will get it down below 100 and keep it there for a while. And then I can, after it's been there for a while, I can reintroduce raw vegan slowly. Or green smoothies, you know, just start right off with a green smoothie. Why not? Kind of ideal. So I know I failed at this a lot of times. I failed at all of this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Sorry about that. But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? I just don't have a lot more to say about it. I'm just kind of backed in a corner here, eating myself into a corner again. And if my sugar goes too low, of course I'm going to have to stop the fast and go back to the green smoothie plan. But I want to try this again. I know this is going to be a shock to my raw buddy, Erica. I honestly didn't want to tell her because she doesn't think it's good. But, you know, in January and February, 19 days, it got my sugar down where it needed to be. So I've got to try to heal myself, because the, you know, I like my doctor, but, and this was her assistant actually, but I just don't like the system at all. I don't trust it at all. I don't trust these medications. I don't trust the research. What really is the long-term, you know, repercussions? I just, when they make it so like, oh, it's so many people are on this now, blah, blah, blah. It's brainwashing. It doesn't mean it's good for you. It just means like a lot of people got pressured into it or talked into it or didn't research it or, you know, I mean, I hope I'm not offending anybody that's on it, but I need to stop this right now. So that's what I'm doing. And if I need to not see my doctor anymore and see a different doctor, then I'll do that. So thanks for listening. I know it's only an 11-minute podcast episode, but thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Love you guys.